Riot may free 1500 BTC as Bitcoin rally eases. Its loan collateral Riot platforms could reclaim as much as 1500 BTC it pledged as collateral against a $200 million loan from Coinbase. According to a Crypto Slate report published August 22, 2026, the shift is a direct result of Bitcoin's recovery, which traded at $77,034 as of August 22, up 22% over the prior 7 days. The mechanics are simple collateral math. Riot entered 2026 with 3,977 BTC pledged against the $200 million facility. When Bitcoin sold off earlier in the year, the value of that collateral fell, which pushed the loan-to-value ratio higher and forced the miner to keep more coins locked up to stay within the loan's terms. A rising price reverses that pressure. As each pledged coin is worth more, fewer are needed to secure the same dollar figure, and the surplus can be released back to the borrower. The leverage that pinned a miner Riot situation is a clean example of how public Bitcoin miners turned their own treasuries into borrowing power. Rather than sell coins to fund operations, several large miners posted Bitcoin as collateral for cash loans. That let them keep upside exposure while raising working capital. The trade-off is that collateralized debt is sensitive to price. A drawdown does not just dent the balance sheet on paper, it can trigger margin calls or force additional pledges. Exactly the bind Riot found itself in when it had to lock up close to 4,000 coins. Freeing 1,500 BTC would return a meaningful chunk of that treasury to Riot's discretionary control. At current prices, 1,500 BTC is worth roughly $115 million. Unpledged coins can be sold, moved, or repledged elsewhere, which matters for a company managing energy costs, hardware upgrades, and the post-halving squeeze on mining margins. Rising prices, not a changed loan. Bitcoin's 7-day climb is the whole story here. Nothing about Riot's loan changed. The collateral simply became more valuable. That distinction is worth holding on to because the same dynamic that loosens the chains now can tighten them again if the price reverses. Collateral relief is not the same as debt repayment. The $200 million obligation to Coinbase remains, only the amount of Bitcoin needed to back it has moved. The broader market backdrop is firmly risk-on. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 76 in greed territory as of August 26. XRP led majors with a 7.7% daily gain to 149, while Ether traded at 2,411 and Solana at 93.02. A rally that lifts an entire asset class also lifts every collateralized position built on it, which is why leveraged miners tend to trade as amplified bets on Bitcoin itself. Second-order leverage across miner treasuries Riot is not alone. Corporate Bitcoin treasuries and miner balance sheets have become a visible source of second-order leverage in this cycle, and their collateral positions move in lockstep with spot. When Bitcoin rose, banks bought while hedge funds cut during the earlier sell-off, a split that showed how differently institutions read the same price action. For miners specifically, the read is more mechanical. Higher prices mean looser collateral, more financial flexibility, and less forced selling into the market. For everyday crypto holders, the takeaway is a reminder rather than a trade. Leverage sits underneath a large share of the assets that back exchanges, lenders, and even some spending products. A holder who keeps coins in self-custody options sidesteps the counterparty exposure that comes with custodial balances tied to corporate debt. It is the same lesson that surfaces every time a leveraged entity gets squeezed. The coins you control outright are not subject to someone else's loan covenants. Riot has not confirmed a specific release figure, and the 1,500 BTC estimate depends on where Bitcoin trades when the collateral is reassessed. If the price holds or climbs, the miner regains room to maneuver. If it slides back toward the levels that forced the original pledge, the relief evaporates just as quickly as it appeared.